fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 21st day of October, 2007. Welcome to the John Moore Show. If you're a first-time listener, my name is John Moore. I am a private investigator, homicide detective, and have been so since 1973, 35 years. My website is thelibertyman.com. You can see my photographs, read my bio, look at the products that I offer there, and get to know me a little bit. This is a live call-in show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And my focus is preparedness. If you're a regular listener to Republic, you'll know that we have excellent hosts that talk about all the geopolitical matters that are going on at the national and international levels. Great education to listen to these individuals and talk about what they know. I used to do a lot of commentary on that myself. I backed off from most of that. I still make an occasional comment when I can't stand it anymore, but try to focus more on preparedness. That's my true expertise due to my background in the military and the things I've done as a private investigator in the field. It's just my life in general. It's preparedness has been a big part of my life ever since I found out my wife was pregnant, and the first time my infant, a newborn daughter, grasped my little finger with her hand. She was only 10 or 15 minutes old. That changed my life forever in terms of my understanding, my responsibility to take care of innocent human life that could not take care of or protect itself. It simply had never occurred to me before that. I was a healthy young man, and I had a healthy young wife, and she has skills similar to mine, and it just hadn't occurred to me. But that was a huge wake-up call. Stay tuned. We got our first break coming back. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 21st day of October, 2007. It's a live call-in show. If you have a question, if you have a comment, you're certainly welcome to call. I know from the emails I get that there's a lot of folks listening out there that have an excellent question or comment that would be great live on the air, and for reasons that are known only to you, you elect to send me a private email rather than to call in. And that's, if you want to do that, that's fine. However, it would be a lot more fun and educational for everybody if you would call in at 800-313-9443. Now, the news, regardless what news you choose to look at, whether it's geopolitical on the international scene, economic news at the national level, health news at any level, it's pretty scary stuff. You hear a lot of health-related products promoted on Patriot Radio for a very good reason. This American society and American culture is very sick, not healthy at all. I've had a number of people comment that, "Don, you're skinny," talking about me. And my response, if I take the time to respond, I'll say, well, by today's standards, I am. However, 30 years ago, most 60-year-old men had the physique that I have 30 years ago. That's not the case anymore. I'm 6 feet tall. I weigh exactly what I weighed when I played football in high school 42 years ago. I can run the 100-meter dash in less than 16 seconds. Thank you very much. And I doubt many 30-year-old men in the United States of America. I doubt that even half of the 30-year-old males in this country could run a 100-meter dash in less than 16 seconds. I think I could probably bet some pretty serious money on that and not lose a penny. So, of course, you're going to hear health-related products promoted on Republic Broadcasting and other places that have some hope of people getting and achieving their goals of health without pharmaceutical products. A lot of people don't understand the difference between allopathic medicine and homeopathic medicine. This is worth talking about. Up until the early part of the 20th century, most of the teaching hospitals in the United States were homeopathic teaching hospitals. The overwhelming majority of them were. And the minority were allopathic teaching hospitals. There was a man named Carnegie who helped start the Carnegie Endowment and things of that nature. Very wealthy man. The Carnegie money came from the steel industry. Went around the country, early part of the 20th century, and by virtue of money grants, fabulous grants of money, convinced most of the teaching hospitals to convert from being homeopathic to becoming allopathic. Now, here's the difference. Now, allopathic teaching hospitals teach doctors in allopathic medicine, and it's come to be known by most people as quote-unquote conventional medicine. The model that they use for healthcare, they call it now, if you are a patient of a medical doctor who's part of the traditional medicine, as they call it now, allopathic medicine, they call it patient management. Patient management. And typically you get 5 to 15 minutes. Typically your visit with your doctor is going to be in a range of 5 to 7 minutes to describe what's going on with you and your symptoms. The doctor will do one of two things. He will either prescribe medication, pharmaceutical products based on that consultation to make those symptoms go away, or he will order up tests of various sorts, x-rays, CAT scans, blood tests, and so forth, to try to get a deeper diagnosis of what's going on, and then prescribe pharmaceutical products to make those symptoms go away that he's found as a result of his testing. That's the allopathic medicine method. Now, our surgery, of course, surgery to eliminate problems as well. The allopathic method is to determine the root cause of the problem and treat the root cause as opposed to treating symptoms and making symptoms go away. The allopathic medicine method, I should say, is not rooted in the use of expensive pharmaceutical products. Rather, it's rooted in the use of vitamin and food supplements that have very, very small financial rewards for the people that manufacture these products compared to pharmaceutical products. Very, very small. And, of course, since they're all they are is refined food or food that's concentrated, food might be more accurate, is really not refined. They use heat, they don't use heat, the good ones. It's very difficult to cause harm. It is possible, but it's very difficult to cause harm when all you're giving people is concentrated forms of food. So it all began right at 100 years ago, early part of the 20th century. Now we're into the fourth generation of Americans who have been recipients of primarily allopathic medical care. And look where we are. Sit in front of a supermarket or take a seat in a mall. Any place where there's large groups of people, there's usually a bunch in front of Walmart, and watch the American population walk back and forth in front of you. How many of these men and women above the age of puberty are height, weight proportionate, have the appearance of health and vigor, and have a pleasant expression on their face, good complexion without, it's not blotchy or anything like that. And you'll quickly come to the conclusion that it's a very small percentage of people above the age of above puberty who fit that description. Very small percentage. And we're now getting to the point where pre-puberty children, 6, 7, 8 years old, 9 years old, are also having early onset obesity. It's all diet related. Of course it is diet related. A combination of standard American diet, sad for short, not proper exercise, not having access to good, clean drinking water, and on and on and on. You can go through the grocery aisles, and sometimes I mention this, the typical American supermarket, all the real food is on the outside wall. And the fruits and vegetables, dairy, poultry, and so forth are all on the outside walls. The aisles of the grocery store have all the processed food ranging from minimally processed, like vinegar, for example, to highly processed, which is most canned and boxed foods, is highly processed and refined. The real food is what you want to be getting. Fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, most dairy, quite frankly, I would stay away from in grocery stores. Pasteurized milk is not good for human beings to consume. It causes more problems than it helps. Most meat and poultry, beef and poultry in most grocery stores is questionable in terms of whether it's been all shot up with hormones and antibiotics. If your local grocer does stock hormone-free and antibiotic-free meat, beef and poultry, by all means, you should get it. Seafood is still a fairly safe choice most of the time. Freshwater fish, you may have some problems with mercury, depending on where it's coming from, and so forth. Eating healthy to stay healthy takes some diligence and takes some discipline, and it may cost slightly more than the easy route of buying the highly refined foods, which, because of the quantities in which they're made and packaged, can be very attractive price-wise. But are you really getting nutrition that's going to help you? And as you know from my bio, my introduction I did, I'm not a nutrition specialist and don't claim to be. I'm married to a woman who is. My wife, Dr. Moore, is a chiropractor, and chiropractors get 3 times the course hours of work on nutrition-related topics than medical doctors do. 3 times, at 300%, ladies and gentlemen. And living with this beautiful, sensitive, intelligent woman these past 20-something years has been an education for me, and she'll suggest I read a certain book, and I do, and I go to these seminars like I do this weekend to learn more. So while I'm not a professional and not an expert and don't claim to be, I do know more than the average person. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
From Russia with love, I fly to you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 21st of October, 2007. We've got some callers on hold. Going right to the calls. You're from Texas. Right there, sir.
John, this is Stephen Austin.
Okay. What's on your mind today, Steve?
I've heard you recently speak about the information you'd received from some recently retired naval officers about the U.S. Navy's projections in the near term here for rises in ocean level.
Yes, sir.
Have they... In those briefings to those officers, did they speak about the government's expectations? Did they mention it in these terms of the passage of a major comet through the solar system? Or did they merely tell them that they're expecting the oceans to rise?
Yeah, and that's an excellent question, Steve. I'm glad you asked it. I've interviewed three submarine veterans, one surface Navy veteran. Of these four men that were in these briefings, none of them were told why these things were going to happen, why there'd be abrupt climate change and rapidly rising ocean levels. Not a single one. They were just told it was going to happen. None of these men are scientists, and the powers that be, I mean, I wasn't there, but the powers that be, felt that there was no need to tell these men why it was happening, just that it was going to happen.
I was an ET in the Navy when I was young, and I've read Jim McCanney's books. My electrical background is hopelessly out of date, but basic electricity never changes. All of his work makes total sense. And I've seen a couple of things in confirmation myself. One, an AT, a recently discharged aviation technician that was flying the supply routes, the United States Navy supplying the construction of a major telescope out on the Antarctic. That was pretty interesting. He had no idea what they were shuffling out there.
Right.
And then I've recently spoken to...
Is this somebody you know personally, Steve?
No, actually, he did a service call to my house. He was with Time Warner Cable.
Oh, okay. Well, then he did. It's somebody flesh and blood that you've met.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
And then, too, okay. I recently did a job. I don't want to identify the man. I know him and his family personally. He's a very high-level black ops government researcher. He was at one time. And I asked him point blank if he knew who Jim McCanney was and knew about his work. And the man looked me in the eye and lied to me, just bald-faced lied to me. There was no question about it. If you're sensitive to people's eye movement, their tone of their voice and stuff, you know when somebody's speaking the truth, when somebody's lying.
Right.
And I kind of took that as the old adage, you know, nothing is confirmed until it's officially been denied. And I think that was an official denial.
Good for you. Okay. Have you ever been a police officer?
No, I haven't.
Because police officers receive very specific training to make the observations you were making.
They pick it up through the skin. If you've been a police officer long enough, you know.
Yep.
I was just wondering if you had any other confirmation from any other sources other than those Navy officers that might relate more to Jim
Canty's these four men, a bit of clarification. One was a naval officer. One was an Air Force intelligence officer assigned to the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps. Mm-hmm. The other two were enlisted.
Yeah.
And as far as anything new from the Navy, no, I don't have any expectation of getting anything from the Navy. But an interesting thing happened when I was in Detroit doing a speaking engagement for Prophecy Club on this topic. It's a three-hour presentation, a lot of information. One of the audience members came up and introduced himself, and he says, John, I'm in the insurance industry, and we've wondered for years, why in the world are there so many retired Navy people in the zip codes with the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks? And he just casually made that observation over years of dealing in their business of the insurance industry. And he said, now I know.
One other question, if I could, please.
Yes, sir.
I believe I heard you speak in one of the past shows. You can go down to the beach. You can watch the ocean. You don't see any real obvious rise in ocean levels just yet. I was recently reading an article about the rapid melt-off in the glaciers in Greenland. That's very scary. Were you told that there would be an exponential rise in the rate of melt-off and the...
You need to go to my... Okay. This is an excellent question. Steve, thank you for calling. You got this excellent question. Do you have Internet access, Steve?
Of course. Yes.
Okay. I did a one-page update to my paper, No Need for Panic. It's there. I didn't want to try to go to the trouble of trying to duplicate it and mail it out. It's there for anybody and everybody to read for free on my website, thelibertyman.com, because after these men and you know, these submarine veterans, they're not scientists, they're Navy guys. And I knew the water was coming. I knew the water was coming fast and hard and rapidly, but the explanation of rapidly melting ice from Greenland and the Antarctic didn't quite cut it with me, because I was at a loss to explain to myself, let alone anybody else, how the ice could possibly break off and move that rapidly to cause this kind of devastation so quickly. It turns out, when you read my one-page update, you'll come to find out what I found out, and we'll all find out after the break. You all hold on. We'll be back right after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 21st of October, 2007, and we're talking about rising ocean levels with Steve, and this is something I know a lot of you are interested in, about how this is all going to work, where the water is going to come from. Steve, you still there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here, John.
Okay. Excuse me, I didn't mean to cough in everybody's ear. I was wondering, just to refresh everybody's memory, where this water is going to come from so rapidly. Now, granted, melting ice from Antarctica and Greenland is going to add dramatically to the new ocean levels. Melting ice in the Arctic won't because it's floating ice and it can't. Melting ice from Greenland by itself could rise ocean levels 12, 15 plus feet. Melting ice from the Antarctic could raise ocean levels 50 to 100 feet. By itself. Excuse me. Now, in addition, if you go to my website and you read my one-page update, you'll learn the following. And this is, once again, common knowledge in the scientific community of geology and oceanography. Mean sea level is measured at one place on the planet. That's in England. And from that point, the world's oceans, keeping in mind now, here's some numbers, we like numbers. There's 197 square miles of planet Earth. Of that, 139.5 million square miles is oceans. Of that 139.5 million square miles, there is a variation from high to low from England, I think it's Greenwich, England, if I'm not mistaken, of 594 feet. That's basically as high as the Gateway Arch in St. Louis, Missouri, as high as a 60-story office building. That's huge. That's a huge variation up and down. It's held in place by two things, gravity and the Earth's rotation with some influence from the wind, but it's primarily gravity and the Earth's rotation. Anything that disrupts the Earth's rotation, such as a pole shift of more than just a couple of degrees, is going to disrupt those ocean levels. And that, my friend, and everybody listening, that's what's going to cause the violent tsunami tidal wave damage that we're going to see as these oceans are disrupted, compounded with the melting ice from the Antarctic and from Greenland. It's all going to be happening in a relatively compact period of time. But the violent water effects is going to come from a disruption in the Earth's rotation.
Okay.
Okay.
That goes a long way to answer my question. And
yep.
One other thing, I had to smile when I heard you earlier mention that you're going to have Jonathan Gray on. I recently, from another source, found out about Jonathan Gray. I ordered his book, Dead Man's Secrets.
Yep, I've got it here in front of me. Yep.
Absolutely fascinating. Once having read it, there is no way that anybody over the age of 8 with an IQ higher than 80 can't come to the same conclusion that this planet has had several high rises of civilization.
And oh,
that
yeah.
The standard theory, you know, theory only of 7,000 years of human history, and the rest of that is nothing but horse hockey.
Well, it is. And even to a layperson who hasn't read this book, I mean, Dead Man's Secrets. You know,
I was so impressed by it, I bought several copies of it, and I've got three friends I'm trying to convince towards preparedness, that I've handed them a copy of Dead Man's Secrets with Jim McCandy's book, Atlantis to the Colburn Connection. The two
together. Well, God
together
bless you, Steve. You're on a mission.
A picture that will awaken anybody. That'll open anybody's eyes if they will read both books.
Yeah.
It starts
yeah.
with a picture. And then if you throw in Michael Scallon. Are you familiar with Michael Scallon?
Gordon Michael Scallion, here's a little story. We need to move on quickly here, Steve, but real quick.
Good.
When I first heard about the Navy story from the first of the several Navy veterans I interviewed, I emailed my friend about a 4x4-inch email map of North America drawn by Gordon Michael Scallion, who's a psychic, by the way, after the ocean levels have settled down to their new levels. And here's what my friend told me. And this, he said, well, get the full-size map, and I did, and we went over it. And I went over this Michael Scallion's map with all these other Navy veterans as well. I interviewed these men at separate places at separate times. They don't know each other. They all looked at Scallion's map, and they said the following. From the Mississippi east, it's almost a duplicate of what the Navy showed us in our classified briefings. Almost a duplicate. From the Mississippi west, they said, well, Scallion doesn't show Wisconsin being underwater. The Navy does. They also said, the Navy's maps does not show California, Oregon, and Washington taking as much damage as Scallion's maps does. So I found that very significant. And I'm the map in my paper, No Need for Panic, is based on interviews with these Navy veterans and drawing my map, redrawing it three and four times until all these men were satisfied I was very, very close to what they saw in classified briefings.
Fascinating.
So Scallion has done some excellent work. He is way ahead of the curve, and God bless him for doing what he's done.
Well, I don't want to keep you, John. I know you have other callers. So
okay, thank you, Steve.
Today.
We appreciate it. And we got a very patient John from New York on hold. Are you there, John?
Hello, John. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
I wanted to give you a tip, and if you may already know it, but your listeners may not. We got rid of our microwave, and we got a toaster oven that has the fan in it, the I just went blank. Convection oven, my wife was telling me.
Sure.
And right. Pick it up at Kmart. It was on sale for $29. We love it. It's it will bake bread and do things that the microwave won't, and it's almost as fast as the microwave.
Yeah, it's those little ovens on the countertop, electric ovens that aren't microwaves, are handy. They're efficient. They're fast. And I've got one. So.
And then once you test out a cheap one, you see how well you like it, you can progress up to a more expensive one. Because they make some
really
nice expensive ones. And sometimes that's what some of the restaurants will use now, too. The other thing is, have you seen the video called Chased Like Animals? It's about the Hmong people being persecuted.
Well, the Special Forces has a very special relationship with the Hmong people, and have helped donate money to resettle the Hmong, the mountaineers, from Southeast Asia to North Carolina.
Because they're being chased like dogs.
Quite frankly, the Vietnamese regard the mountaineers as one step above monkeys.
Yeah.
They hold them in very low regard and regard them as savages, quite frankly. It did not take much to have Green Berets to convince the mountaineers to fight the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese. Of course, they're ready to fight any Vietnamese. Their disputes go back for centuries.
Well, they think they're being also persecuted because they were in league helping with the CIA, and these are like grandchildren now. They're being persecuted. That they have hand-me-down weapons, a few of them, and they're still trying to exist.
Right, and they've been on the run ever since the first week of May 1975, when we pulled out and left these people that we had armed and trained. When you say CIA, you're saying Special Forces. Well, it's one and the same. So, you know, the CIA operations run by Special Forces people on the ground. I get an update every quarter from the Special Forces Association news magazine about what's going on with the mountaineers being resettled. And it's an absolute tragedy that continues to this day. On October 21st, 2007, these people are still up there in the mountains in some of the most remote areas on the planet. Where there's still wild tigers and elephants in Southeast Asia fighting for their lives, literally.
The video you people might want to look up, it's called Hunted Like Animals, and it's a lot of those share sites that you can get, maybe YouTube or something like that. And the last thing is, I've been trying to buy as much hand tools as possible, and other people might want to think about this. Like if the gasoline goes as high, or if you can't get it, you might want to be able to have some of these old push mowers. And the Backwoods Home magazine is talking about how to make hay, and you just use a scythe like in the old days. But finding that stuff after the stuff hits the fan, you might want to get as much good hand tools.
Well, that's the kind of thing. Going to farm auctions. Once you get 50 miles outside the city, there's farm auctions pretty much every weekend of the year. And yard sales out in the country and garage sales out in the country are more likely to run across these types of hand tools as opposed to similar events in a metropolitan area.
And the very last thing, and I'll let you go, I'm looking for somebody to put up a good, easy plan to make just a water distiller that will work on any kind of heat. You know, you can take it with you. Basically, a heat
something
kettle
that you
can
put over
tube.
A camp stove. You know, I don't have any specific products in mind. I would look on eBay, maybe.
I've seen one, and it's like almost $300. I'm like, I could make something cheaper than that.
Well, I mean, you might be able to find some blueprints to make your own. You want to make sure that you don't get any lead in the fittings. If you're using copper, you need to use silver solder so you don't end up killing yourself with lead contamination.
Right. The soldering stuff, it's all stainless steel. Well, thank you much.
Okay, good luck.
Bye.
And we've got John from Florida. Are you there, sir? Steve in Texas.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, great show today. I was going to ask about the boots.
Boots.
There's I've noticed if a man was on a budget and he needed to get a good pair of boots, but was a little short on cash, what about the... what I was going to ask was about the jungle boot. Would it be sufficient? And I've seen in some of these, like, semi-surplus, army surplus stores or flea markets and stuff, some of them have some of these boots, jungle boots they have are marked China on them. Are those any good?
No, you don't want those. If you get 6 months hard use out of them, I would be surprised. Imported jungle boots, typically they are $20 or less. They'll feel good, they'll look good, and they'll fall apart in 6 months or less.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mil-spec, the military-issue jungle boots will give you a good solid year of service if you don't abuse them, maybe even longer. You need multiple pairs of boots, quite frankly.
Right.
And you can't fabricate boots. I mean, unless you're highly skilled and got special equipment. If you don't have good foot gear that fits your feet and it's in good condition, there'll be a heavy price to pay and it won't be fun. So I would, I like it's for the money, genuine military issue, not imports, but genuine military issue combat boots is probably about the best value for the dollar,
I think.
Quite frankly. The boots that they sell in most of these sporting goods stores that are made for hunting and outdoor use, I'll give you an example. I'll mention a brand name, Browning. Browning makes an excellent boot for casual outdoor use, and they're well insulated and they're very lightweight. However, it's to get that lightweight, they use a thinner grade of leather, and they will not hold up for 24/7 usage under long-term survival conditions. They simply won't. They're not meant for that. They're meant for casual outdoor sporting use. And it costs as much or more than mil-spec boots. You want military, U.S. military issue boots. If you want to get a good quality boot and save money, that's you're going to spend a little bit, but it's well worth it.
Okay.
And,
I was also going to ask, you keep saying that you should keep shaved, and I'm a bit of a novice here, but you say stay shaved in the field. What with the beard, what does that cause? I mean, if you're out there and you're in a survival situation, you got your beard going, what can that cause?
Well, for me, it's a matter of discipline and hygiene and personal preference. The mountain men, Grizzly Adams, they let their beards grow. As long as I can shave, I will. And if I'm with a group of people, and it's more a matter of discipline and camaraderie and esprit de corps, that if you're with a group of men and women, that you show that there's something, there's still a connection to what we consider being normal.
I see.
And having a freshly shaven face every morning shows I'm disciplined, I'm clean, I'm doing my best to demonstrate to everybody that I'm going to continue with my program of normal hygiene, including shaving.
Okay.
And if it's known, and this will be helpful too, if you've got 10 men and everybody knows there's an expectation to shave every morning and everybody's doing it, if one of them doesn't shave one morning or two in a row, then you may have some kind of emotional problem, discipline problem, because this man has discontinued his normal routine. And that's a outward sign of something that's going on with this individual that you need to pay attention to.
I see. And I was going to mention about a washing machine that I'd seen back in the Y2K days.
Yes.
Somebody was selling a kind of a plastic tub that you hand crank. It's supposed to use less water and stuff. I don't know if you've seen any of those.
I've seen those. I've seen ones that you roll back and forth on the ground. Those are meant for relatively small loads of laundry.
Yeah, they're small.
They are small. You're not going to put a heavy pair of coveralls or anything big or heavy in something like that. A couple of pairs of socks and underwear. If you've got a family, you've got a man, a woman, and a couple of children, let alone a bigger group, you want to launder clothing properly in a sanitary manner, you really need a wringer washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
You really do.
And also I read your No Need for Panic, and is a very interesting piece of writing there. I think everybody needs to read it. One of the things I noticed that just after I'd read it, there was a History Channel program on the Mayan calendar.
Here's the deal with the Mayan calendar. Professor McCanning is the authority on this much more so than I am, but he and I are in agreement. In 2000, 2001, and 02, and 03, we had disinformation from the government giving out a date that was too early. That was May of 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Promoted heavily by a woman named Nancy Leader who claimed to talk to aliens. Now we're seeing a promotion of a date that's too far in the future, a couple of dates too far in the future. The Mayan calendar date of 2012 and the official dates put out by the government and NASA of 50 or around 2050. By 2012, the worst part's going to be over. Thank you, Steve.
Okay.
A break coming up. Stay tuned and we'll get to John from Florida. Hold on, everyone.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. We got our final call here. We're almost out of time. Very patient. John from Florida, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Two things to say. One, the freeze-dry guy has a water filter that you can put in your backpack. It's the size of a canteen. It'll 200 gallons of water for basically $60. The other one, you talk about the Mississippi River and a lot of islands in the Missouri Ozarks. What about east of the Mississippi, like in Chattanooga?
Well, Chattanooga is a beautiful town. I like it. I've been there. It's in the mountains of eastern Tennessee. The as far as earth changes, you're probably going to be okay in most of the southern Appalachians. In terms of being close to 20 to 30 million hungry people that will be looking for food, you're not in too good a shape.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with that when you're that far east. The terrain, it's a beautiful area. You've got a good climate, plenty of water, but you're really too close to. And from Washington, D.C. to Boston is basically one city at this point with, 30, 40 million people.
Well, if we have these rising ocean levels, I don't think they're going to be able to move very easy.
There's going to be a lot of people who figure it out in time to get on the road.
Yeah.
A lot won't. You know, you get into those heavily concentrated urban areas, you can live your entire life and never own an automobile. So they don't have the mobility that we're used to out here in the heartland. But a lot of them do have mobility. They'll figure out how to dodge. And they're going to be hungry and they're going to be looking for food. And that's why I discourage people from being that far east for that reason.
I understand. It's just me being down here in Florida, it would take me like a long time to get, if I was to leave Florida, to go up to Missouri.
If you're driving in normal times, you're depending on where you're at in Florida, anywhere from 12 to 20 hours, depending on where you are.
Well, West Palm Beach, I can get to Chattanooga in basically 12 hours. To Missouri is another...
Another 6 to 7 on top of that. Yep.
And in times of trouble, it's going to be even farther than that, longer than that. You know?
Well, it would. And that's. I want to encourage you. I need to get a case of these books and sell them. I'm not selling these books, but I really like the advice in this book. Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse, available from James Wesley Rawls, R-A-L-E-S, at his website, Survival Blog. That's B-L-O-G. survivalblog.com. Excellent book. Jim is somebody I've interviewed previously, a former military intelligence officer. Excellent book that gets into the nuances of what you're talking about, which is bug out scenarios.
Yeah. All right, well, good show.
Thank you for your call. We appreciate it, John.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a lot to this, ladies and gentlemen. It truly is a lifestyle. And I appreciate all the calls and visiting with all you folks like I do for 2 hours every week and getting to know you all better and finding out that we read the same books. That's pretty much a given. And once you get into these things and start doing your research, you're going to end up in the same place that I do and the same place some of these other callers. It was fun. You all be safe out there. God bless America.
With recent